Mnuchin and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday expressed a desire to deepen their ties, ideally in the coming months. This as Washington seeks to solidify alliances to counter an increasingly assertive China. The two met in Vietnam. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was evacuated unhurt after a suspect threw what appeared to be a smoke bomb at an outdoor speech in western Japan on Saturday. Kishida took cover after a loud explosion was heard while police subdued a man at the scene, Japanese media footage showed. People who encourage women to remove the hijab will be prosecuted in criminal courts and will have no right of appeal against any conviction, Iran's deputy attorney general was quoted as saying on Saturday. His comments come as an increasing number of women have been defying Iran's compulsory dress code, appearing unveiled in malls, restaurants, shops, streets, and other public areas. China says it has carried out a successful ground-based missile interception test. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
The test is a sign the nation is able to bring down weapons such as ballistic missiles that are incoming from space. China's defense ministry says the operation was carried out within Chinese territory and achieved the desired test objective. The ministry also insisted the test was defensive in nature and not targeted against any country. Referred to by the U.S. as ground-based mid-course defense, or GMD, such systems are hugely complex and expensive to build, test, and maintain. China's capabilities in the field are not well known. I'm Karen Chamas.
And this is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has signed into law a bill to raise the state pension age.